Friday morning, and it's time to go beyond the playbook. I'm Matt Sabuda.
Happy Friday to you, Jay.
Absolutely. Let's think back to that happy Monday when we discussed the big playoff clinching win over the Steelers. Now we look ahead to the Bills matchup with the New England Patriots. They're one game ahead of the Bills in the AFC East. All right, so let's break down what's at stake here.
Exciting stuff. But, you know, if we're really going to go, I guess, beyond the playbook, look at the big picture here. Yeah, there's a whole lot more complexity to this game than meets the eye. The most straightforward view is that, I guess, fans should want the Bills to win and still hold on to the chance that they win the division in the final week of the season. But the reality is, if the Bills do win, the Patriots still have to lose to one of the league's worst teams, the Miami Dolphins, at home with the division on the line. Sure, it could happen, but not all that likely. And as it stands now, according to the analytics site 538.com, even if the Bills beat the Patriots, they still have only a predicted 10% chance to win the division. So as painful as it might be for fans, if the Bills do lose to the Patriots, their playoff seeding doesn't change. They'll still be the fifth seed, but they'll have nothing to play for at home against the Jets in Week 17. And this is where things really get interesting, I think. In all likelihood, the Bills will play the Texans or the Titans in the first round of the playoffs. It's also possible that both Houston and Tennessee will be playing their starters in a meaningful Week 17 game. So if the Bills lose to the Patriots, sure, they lose their incredibly slim outside shot at the division, but because they'll have nothing to play for against the Jets, they will have created their own bye week in which Buffalo can rest all their starters and focus preparation on the likelihood of the Texans or Titans with an outside shot at the Chiefs, while all three of those teams may still be jockeying for position in Week 17. So in a cruel bit of irony, the best thing for the Bills this weekend might be yet another loss in New England. I still prefer a Bills win, though. But at the end of the day, it sets up as, I have to say, just the most purely fun game of the season by a lot. The Bills can win. They can get another statement victory and the immense satisfaction of beating the Patriots in Foxborough. On the other hand, the Bills can win by losing in a sort of way and creating a restful bye week against the Jets. Sure, it might be a letdown for players and fans, but a loss could pay off with extra rest, certainly when it matters most as the playoffs begin.
Wow, how the conversation changes by making the playoffs, huh?
Yeah, in a great way.
Absolutely. All right, so with all that being said, how do you see things playing out for the Bills in New England?
Well, I almost guarantee the players are going to play as hard as possible to get what would be a big win over the Patriots to keep those slim division hopes alive. But I'm sure the coaches know the scenarios and wouldn't be entirely surprised if we see a bit more of a freewheeling game plan, particularly with quarterback Josh Allen and running back Devin Singletary, who was injured for the first New England matchup. They're all competitors, and I'm sure both coaches and players want to get the win and build even more confidence as they wrap up the best regular season for Buffalo this century. But there's just no getting around the fact that they're really playing with house money this weekend. So it'll be interesting to see what kind of effect playing with little pressure has on this young team. And once again, the spotlight will continue to be on Allen, who, while consistently showing improvement, is still looking for more breakout games, particularly as a passer. And I don't mean to minimize the dual threat accomplishments that Allen's achieved this season, but the missing benchmark really is just that signature passing game. It's certainly going to be an uphill battle, though, against one of the best defenses in the league. But once again, great opportunity to grow his game. And speaking of defenses, I continue to be impressed with this year's Bills defense, and it's really not hyperbole to suggest that this is one of the best defenses in Bills history, and it's on their backs that the Bills have a real chance to not only win in New England, but also make some serious noise in the playoffs. So win or lose Saturday, it should be a lot of fun for Bills fans who haven't been able to relax, be optimistic, and enjoy a bit of a free ride. So please sit back and have a great Saturday, win or lose.
Will do, Matt Sabuda. Most certainly looking forward to it. And as always, thanks for going beyond the playbook.
Thank you, Jay.